we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all talking about Alabama. I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That would be our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers like a whole lot of ground across North Alabama. I mean, there are places like Gadsden, Anniston, Etowah, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care is basically really, really good at what they do. Open 7 days a week and will see all ages, which is kind of cool, really. You get sick on a Saturday morning, or the kids do, doesn't matter. Take them down there, Southern Immediate Care. Don't have to wait till Monday, right? But here's the thing. I use them personally. This is exactly who I use. It is. And I don't use them because they advertise. I was using them before and was so pleased with how clean and professional and friendly and just, you know, get you in, get you out, that I just told them, I said, I could brag on y'all. Would you consider advertising? And here they are. So anyway, I am proud to have them as a sponsor on the show. They've been with us for about 6 months now, and I'll just tell you right now, if you need help, even on a Saturday morning, you look them up, find the location nearest to you, head on down there, and while you're filling out your forms, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, Southern Immediate Care. I got several text messages. I'm not sure if I'm going to get to all of them. But we have that new texter, by the way, to send us his name. It just popped in right as I was saying that. He says his name is Betts from Madison. So, Betts, we're glad you're in the list. And he says he's previously from Charlotte, from Mahomet, Illinois, Columbia, Missouri, Atlanta, Georgia, but originally grew up out in the country north of Nolens, retired Army Reserve nurse. Thank you for your service. Thank you for being a listener. We appreciate having you, Betts. Let's change gears. I'm calling this third dipper because, by golly, it's a three-dipper day. I'm just saying, we got a lot done, and we're going to get all three dippers in, too. The big shout-down. So what we're starting to see is people getting fed up. And where we have to be careful is people getting fed up can also cause tempers to flare. All right? So these administrators on these campuses, they better get a grip on their situation right now because the counter-protesters are showing up in large numbers. Sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes not so much. Out at UCLA, like over 200 counter-protesters showed up, and it turned into a brawl. It was big doings. That's when they decided it's the campus having to ask the police for assistance. They can't just go in, apparently. But they finally took action when all that violence occurred. Right now, at this very minute, there's a thing happening. A guy that I follow on Twitter, and you can follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N, that's at Sen Phil Williams. Right Side Radio also has its own address on Twitter, and I am also on Instagram. But I just posted on my Twitter account. Charlene pointed it out to me, the lovely Charlene just pointed it out to me. At University of Chicago, there are counter-protesters carrying American flags that are just literally walking and won't be stopped. They are walking directly into the middle of the so-called encampment of the protesters. Protesters are locking arms, trying to block their movement. And, you know, you're talking about dudes in cowboy hats carrying American flags that are just walking on in, and that's the way it's going to be. Taking back their campus at University of Chicago. The other one, though, that is very interesting is on George Washington University in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, GWU, George Washington University, where yesterday the statue of our founder and first president, George Washington, was defaced by these protesters. A giant American flag has just unfurled across one of the buildings looking over at the encampment. And I don't mean like from across a long ways in a big field. No, I'm talking about right next to it. Somebody went up on the roof and tied what looks, I would estimate this thing to be about probably a 40 foot by 20 foot flag. And it's hanging off the side of the building, staring right down at the encampment. And they're all staring up at it like, oh no, we didn't want that there. Yeah, well, how about you? So what I'm saying here is, this is the big shout down. This is where people are getting sick of it. We want to avoid this getting into a place of violence. And if the administrations don't start doing something like real quick, it could get that way. But what I do enjoy is watching people say, you know what, enough of that. They're not going to keep shouting against the things that I believe in love in or believe in and love. No. At DePaul University in Chicago, pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been encamped there, tearing that place up. But we now have basically a large number of counter-protesters who showed up, and the administration got nervous. Yeah, they did. Meanwhile, the encampment is hosting training sessions on what to do if you get arrested and how to avoid confrontation. And they even have their own legal counsel there with them, believe it or not. They have what they call their police liaisons who are talking directly to the police. It's a well-organized event. Doesn't matter. Counter-protesters are now showing up. And that's starting to happen on a regular basis. But then you come back down to the South. Yeah, brother. You got some audio for me over there? I tell you what, we're going to do Alabama followed by Mississippi. All right. So I got a couple stories here on the big shoutdown. Just so as you know, in the SEC, apparently we don't play. Well, we don't play that. How about that? I've got several articles here, one from Red State, one from WBHM over near Tuscaloosa, another from Newsweek, believe it or not, and then one from Mississippi Today. So the piece from Red State says, "The tide turns," that's the headline, "Alabama shows how protesters and counter-protesters can come together with a rousing," and I can't say what they said, but basically it was, "Let's go, Brandon," if you know what I mean. So the guy points out, it looked like there weren't going to be any encampments, and since it's Alabama, they were probably going to hold them to the rules. I love that he said that. Unlike California and New York. He said, it being Alabama, the protesters were actually better behaved than the crazies in New York, California. But they did begin to chant. And then the crazy thing is, if you think about this, the protesters are mad at the Biden administration for allegedly promoting the war and the genocide. But the counter-protesters are, generally speaking, sick to death of the Biden administration. So both sides, protesters and counter-protesters, in a rare moment of unification, began chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," together on the campus. But then it got even better as the chants turned to... basically, the counter-protesters began singing the national anthem and having a good time being out there. Is that the one you've got? Now, what have you got right now? You got two audios for me I just pulled.
University of Alabama.
Right, yeah, here. And what's the byline say for it? Can you read it?
Chants down, pro-Palestine chants of university.
That's right. They were shouting USA, and it got louder. Let's do this. I want to play it. How long is this one? Like 20 seconds, something like that?
10 seconds.
Yeah. Go ahead. This is on the University of Alabama's campus. We made sure that the bad words were not in it. Go ahead. What you have there is a group of students who came out, and while they were trying to yell, "Palestine, Palestine," they began chanting USA. And they're chanting it louder. There was way more of the counter-protesters. And they're chanting it so loud. Play it again for me, man. That was like inspiring. It got to where you couldn't even hear. You couldn't even hear the protesters.
You heard one Palestine, and then
it was. There was one in there,
and like then a little bit. USA overtook it.
That's in Tuscaloosa. That's on your university. So there, the protesters are out there saying things like, "We need to divest of any contracts with Lockheed Martin because they provide Hellfire missiles and fighter jets and things to help kill Palestinians." Okay. They had all their demands. They even want to rename Houston Hall, which is named after Marilyn Houston, who's the former CEO of Lockheed Martin. So they got their whole plan here. Probably got their EpiPens and their vegan diets ready to roll too. But they had their ceasefire now and their tide against genocide signs. And then they got shouted down to the point that they couldn't even get their protest to work. And then there's Ole Miss. Ole Miss, it got real, man. Ole Miss is out there. So story here from Mississippi Today. Police disbanded a pro-Palestinian student protest at the University of Mississippi less than an hour after it started. Counter-protesters had thrown a water bottle at them, and the protesters then responded in kind. Police decided to remove the pro-Palestinian students from the quad, which is the grassy area behind the library, at which point all of the largely white male population of counter-protesters began yelling. I'm not sure why that was necessary to say. Began singing the na-na-na-na, hey-hey-hey, goodbye, and they were having a big time doing it. Roughly 60 protesters who all wore masks were chanting, free, free Palestine, disclose, divest, we will not stop, we will not rest, but they were vastly outnumbered by more than 200 counter-protesters who began to drown them out with shouts of, let's go, Brandon, who's your daddy, USA, and we can't hear you, and then they began to sing the national anthem. I think that's the next audio clip you've got, isn't it? Yeah, just go ahead and play that right now. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's college. And I've posted at least twice on my Twitter the last couple of days that the next generation, we have not lost the next generation.
You can barely hear like two little Palestine kids.
There's two.
Yeah, like Palestine. And then everyone's like doing the national anthem.
That's just awesome. Listen, man, this big shout down. It's real, but I'm telling you, the next generation is not lost. It's not. There's a lot going on right now that gets all the clickbait and it gets all the media attention. But even right here at our campuses, University of Alabama and Ole Miss, they went out there and very peacefully shouted them down, and had a good time doing it. So I tell you what, we're going to go to break. Before we do that, I want to hear that last soundtrack again from the kids at Ole Miss.
Yeah. Oh, say does that star-spangled.
Yes, indeed.
Banner yet wave.
By God. Done, boys. The next generation is not lost. We're going to take a break right now, you guys. We're going to take you all the way to go home time. We're almost there. I'll come back, take a few text messages, and put a lid on the week. You guys are an amazing audience. We'll be right back. And we ran all up in some adventures in woke world, followed by the big shout down. So it's been some more kind of a full show. Some of you guys have been texting for a while and I've not been able to get to them. So let me grab a few of those real quick. John from Huntsville, by the way, has the grades in. Today's winners with a perfect A triple plus are Phil and Big Rig. Congratulations. No explanation, just telling us we won. I'm digging it. Straight to the point.
Nice,
today.
We both won. Cool.
Of course, he's out there right now looking for some of that leftover fried fish and pickled eggs from the truck stop. Tim from Cherokee, Alabama says, good morning. Love the audio from the school campuses. Correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't many of the signers of the Declarations of Independence college-age kids also? Or should I say college-age men? This is very encouraging for our country's future. Thank you for playing these audios. Yeah, thank you, man. And I, you know what? I can't tell you what their ages were. I know that like James Madison and John Adams and Jefferson, they were older. Ben Franklin. But nonetheless, there may have been some who were young. I don't know. Kim from Danville just simply said, roll tide. I'm an Auburn fan, War Eagle. But nonetheless, I know why you're saying it, because I'm proud of those kids on that campus for what they did in their counter protest. Andrew from Athens has a story, and I'm not going to click on it and go to the story right now, but I believe it's those middle school girls. Yeah, I just had that story on a little while ago, man. It's amazing to me that is happening, that middle school girls are being told they have to compete against guys, and when they choose not to, they're the ones who get punished. That just makes no sense whatsoever. Again, welcome to Betts from Madison, who's moved to the state of Alabama. We're glad you're here, Betts, and stay with us. JT from Lacey Springs says, when protesting students demanded food, a simple request, non-perishables should be a must. Vienna sausages, beanie weenies, canned oysters, possum mustard sardines, and antacids denied. That's a food list that'll turn off your appetite in a heartbeat. Jeff from Indiana said, did I hear someone needed a Volt Agra for the EV vehicle? I said, I'm telling you, man, it's a moneymaker. Little blue generator gets you down the road. Badger from Athens says, he said it's the same people. He's talking about the lab-grown meat. Mm-hmm. We had a story. I've forgotten this. And I think Badger's the one who keeps bringing it back up, that some people drink black soldier fly milk.
What is that?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
They squeeze it out of little flies, like real flies.
Disgusting.
It's beyond disgusting. I'm trying to think, who in the world was the first person to think that up? Like, you know, I've been going to my aunt's house, and she always drinks soldier fly larva milk, and I decided to try it myself. I think we can manufacture this. Nobody did that. Nobody in their right mind did that. Nobody said, I've really got a great idea, and I wonder if you could help me with this. I'd like to get a small business loan. Why, sir? Well, I plan to squeeze the milk out of black soldier flies and make larva milk. Pretty sure loan would be denied.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. Most of y'all decide not to eat dinner now. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, I'm surprised that baby bottles, pacifiers, and bibs were not on the protesters' packing list. Agreed. Tom from Tanner says, send them cold Hebrew National hot dogs on Jacob's pita bread. That is awesome. That would be, you know what? How epic would that be to say you're here to deliver supplies and you take them like a case of Hebrew National hot dogs and Jacob's pita bread? That is so good. Like, kosher as it can be. I'm loving it. And while you're at it, get them some gefilte fish. Enough with the gefilte fish already. Oy vey. I'm just saying. TL from Huntsville says, send the protesters some lab-grown meat. I agree. Handyman from Caddo says, these protesters must not have heard what happened at the Kent State in the late 60s. Well, I think the administrators have, and that's why they wring their hands and clutch their pearls so much, because they're scared to death that it's going to have another Kent State on the record. Yeah. Brand new texter is Howard from Trustful. Howard, we're glad you're in it, and thank you much. And he says, hey, Phil, thanks for your woke segments. Try using as the intro for the woke segment the chorus from the song R.E.M., It's the End of the World as We Know It. That's not bad. That's not a bad idea. Yes, I think it fit pretty well. Howard, glad you're in the audience, and thanks for listening, man. David from Huntsville says, that's why it's called an impossible burger. Indeed. Indeed. All right, you guys, y'all are the most amazing audience out there, the reason why we do what we do. And y'all have an equally amazing weekend. Big Rig and I back here on Monday. We'll see you then.